You're listening to NativeTalk.net. Audio files are available online at NativeTalk.net.
This is all wrong.
Listening to anything else?
I don't know what it is.
It's like kissing your brother.
It's like I'm kissing my brother.
And now, your hosts, Cliff and Brandon, we're legends in our mother's mind. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today on the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. Brandon can't be with us today, so we've got Jason. How you doing today, Val?
Good.
Good. Now, you're like, what, 3 years old, 4 years old?
I am six.
How long have you been six?
Lots of months.
Lots of months, like 2 months?
No, way more than that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could be with us today. If you want to be a part of the show, join us by sending an email, podcast@nativetalk.net. And as always, you can make a comment through the Facebook page, facebook.com/nativetalkradio. Now,
Are your friends hearing this right now?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I don't think my girlfriend's hearing this right now, so sorry for you.
Well, maybe your girlfriend will hear it a different day. You can always tell her to visit the website at nativetalk.net, and then she will hear it.
Yes.
All right. Now, we're recording this on Wednesday. Do you know what Wednesday is, what today is?
National Penguin Day?
That is correct. It is World Penguin Day. Now, how many species of penguins are there?
17.
Man, a right again. How did you know that?
Learned it in school. Bam. School can be fun sometimes.
Oh, yeah? You learned all about penguins?
What?
So you did. You learned about penguins?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Now, do you know what the largest of the penguin species is?
Emperor?
That is another correct answer. Very good. The emperor penguin is the largest, and all 17 penguin species, their habitats are in the southern hemisphere, usually around like Antarctica and places like that. Now, the largest gathering of people dressed like penguins is 972, which was achieved by Youngstown State University on October 28th. Just last year. Now, under the rules, each participant had to be dressed head to toe as a penguin that consisted of a beak and a black and white bodysuit and webbed feet. Now, would you ever dress like a penguin?
No, because it would be silly.
That does sound like a silly thing, but I think they were trying to be silly. I'm pretty sure that was the actual point there. All right. Now, do you know what tribe that we are a part of?
Puyallup.
That's right. And where is our tribe located? Where is our reservation? Okay, Jason's coughing. You doing all right, pal? Don't die on us. Well,
I will die.
All right, all right. Where is our reservation located?
Puyallup.
No. Where is the reservation? Is it in Ohio?
No, Tacoma.
It's where? Tacoma, that's right. Tacoma, Washington State. Now, what is a reservation? If I had to ask you, what is a reservation all about? What would be your answer to that?
Where tribes are?
That's right. But what they actually are countries or nations inside the nation of the United States.
Okay.
And what that means is a sovereign nation is somebody who gets to make their own rules and laws. So they don't have to necessarily follow the rules of the United States because countries get to choose their own rules. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
And why is it a good thing?
I do not know.
Well, I'm glad you know that it's good, but I'll tell you why, okay? So Native Americans all across the continent, They were here way before the Europeans.
I know.
You know that. All right, well, sit up, dude. You're sitting down like slouching, all right? Now, so when the Europeans came, disease and fighting and wars basically pushed the Native Americans to the brink of extinction. And part of the deal that they made when they made peace was, hey, we're going to put you on these reservations, but at least you get to continue doing what you've always done. You get to make your rules and laws. Okay?
Okay.
And that's the way it's always been. Now, who is our president in the United States?
Donald Trump.
That is correct. And Donald Trump has now... I'm sorry, say that again.
Who is a Republican?
He is. Now, he has proposed a major change to the Native American health program by dismissing Native sovereignty, and instead of a people group, like, for example, you might be African, you might be English from England, you might be American from America, and then there are different races. Like, for example, you might be American, but you could be Black, you could be Asian. Those are races, okay? Nations are citizens, and races are like your nationality, okay? So he wants to classify Native Americans as a race, which means that indigenous communities could be included in Medicaid work rules. Now, a lot of people say there's no problem with using with forcing people to work in order to get Medicaid. Generally, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, hey, if you're going to get free health care, public health care, you should have a job. The problem is with Native Americans specifically, we've got large areas like, for example, the Pine Ridge Reservation up in South Dakota, where they have 80% unemployment. And that's not because the people don't want to have jobs. It's because the jobs are simply not available. And they can't just move. This is their reservation. This is their country where they live. And they shouldn't be put under these same rules. Okay, where we are, it's not as big of a deal. We don't live on a reservation. Right. But so we have to follow the rules of the United States. And if they say, hey, there's a work rule, that's fine. There's jobs here. But there are parts of the country where jobs just aren't. All right.
Yes, and I realize that.
Well, great. Well, so far, three U.S. states, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Indiana, have taken the lead to institute work requirements, which would. I'm sorry.
I know something. Somebody, I don't know, wants the Puyallup. In order for the Puyallup, any kind of tribe.
Come on, talk.
For the Puyallup tribe, somebody or some company. Some person says that in order for all the tribes to get health care, they need to go to work. They need to have a job.
Well, okay, there you go. That's what they're trying to do, all right? Now, for
there's no jobs.
Well, for the Puyallup tribe, there is, because our tribe is located in Tacoma, Washington. There's lots of jobs there, okay? The problem is that's not true all the way across the country, all right? So if you force them to have to work between 20 to 80 hours per month in order to continue receiving health insurance, and then there's no jobs to get, they're going to lose now the only thing they have, which is their health. And as we know, Native American people across this nation have some of the worst access to health care anywhere. It's horrendous. And they just want to make it even worse. Okay, now tribal leaders, thankfully, are contesting the U.S. administration's position, which they say violates the centuries-old protection treaties signed by President George Washington, reaffirmed by Clinton, George W. Bush, and the Obama administration. So they're fighting this, which I think is a great thing.
Wait, George Washington's dead.
He is, but he's the one who made these treaties, who set these protections, who said that because of the hardships that the Native Americans have had to face, they should have access to health care, and America will provide it. Okay, these are treaties to end the wars, to end the fighting. And now President Trump wants to make a change there, which I think is really, really terrible. The United States has had a legal responsibility to provide health care to Native Americans since the beginning of the United States, says Mary Smith, who was acting head of the Indian Health Services during the Obama administration. And she herself is a member of the Cherokee Nation. What, Jason?
I do acting, but she's an actor, so...
No, no, she's acting head. That means she's not official. She's just taking that role. Okay, she's not an actual actor. All right. So without supplemental Medicaid resources, Indian health system will not survive. Okay. So after a review of administration lawyers told Politico that HHS, that's the Health and Human Services, they believe that such an exemption would raise constitutional and federal rights law concerns. Well, I don't know why they're concerned about constitutional law, because when you're talking about a reservation, they're sovereign, right? That means they get to make their own rules and laws, and we have treaties in place with the United States, and this is just the way things need to stay.
Yes.
So this new policy on Medicaid work requirements does not honor the duty of the federal government to uphold the government-to-government relationship or recognize the political status enshrined in our Constitution, treaties, federal statuses, and other federal laws. Okay? Our political relationship is not based upon race. It's based upon nations. So this nation was ours before the Europeans came, and all we've got left are our little pieces of land scattered about, and we need to be able to make our own rules and our own laws, and the United States needs to honor the treaties that they made. That's what I believe. What do you think?
Well, we
need to
make our own... Wait, what?
I said that Native Americans... As nations, we make our own rules, our own laws. We are not a race of people. We are a nation of people. And the United States needs to honor that and their treaties that they made, you know, a few hundred years ago. They still apply today. And Donald Trump is dead wrong if he thinks that he can just change this. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, dead wrong.
All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a moment with more stimulating Native Talk Radio, available always at nativetalk.net.
Practice makes perfect, but nobody's perfect, so why practice? You're listening to nativetalk.net. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Hi, this is Cliff.
And this is Brandon.
And this is the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. The greatest podcast ever produced.
Whoa, wait a minute. What?
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure we're not the greatest podcast ever produced. I mean, have you heard of Serial?
No.
Cracked Podcast?
No.
Or Surprisingly Awesome?
No. Okay. The NativeTalk.net radio podcast. The greatest podcast ever produced that I have actually listened to. So visit us online at nativetalk.net and tell your friends to download a few shows because, well, apparently we need it.
Well, yeah, if you ever want to measure up with podcasts that are actually good, like The Bugle with John Oliver or WTF with Mark Maron or Hard...
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast, now with the look and feel of hand-tooled leather. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Welcome back to the program. Message line if you want to call up and drop us a line, 970-278-5791. And visit us online, always at NativeTalk.net, to download and listen to any of our past shows. Now, we've been talking about how to live a better life, right?
Yes.
Now, what are some of the lessons that I taught you about how to be a good leader and be successful? You remember the rule, you become
what you think about most of the time.
Great. Now, one of the most important characteristics about leaders is that they know who they are. They know what they believe in, and they know what they stand for. So I'm going to ask you, Jason, if you can tell me, who are you? What are you?
A human, and I'm Jason.
You are a human. That's right. Maybe you can be a little bit more specific?
How?
Well, for example, where do I work?
At a hotel.
That's right. I work at a hotel. I also dive. I dig for gooey ducks, right? And I'm a Native American. I'm American, right? I know who I am. I know what I believe in. I know what I stand for. Okay?
Okay.
Now, normal people, and this might describe you out there, normal average people are usually confused about their goals. They're not sure what they want or where they're going. They don't have specific, well-defined goals. They're just kind of living day to day. I'm sorry, Jason?
I know what I want.
What do you want?
Which is be on a cruise ship. That's my dream.
Well, that's a great goal. That's a great goal. Okay? And when you know your goals, you know what you believe in, then you're going to move forward in your life. But if you're confused about your goals, you don't know your values, then you're just going to go back and forth and you're not going to accomplish very much in life. Okay, so the thing that you need to realize, Jason, is that life is not what happens to you. Life comes from inside of you. Okay? Life is lived from the inside out, and the core of your personality is your values. It's what you believe in. You get it? And then everything you do on the outside, all of your actions, is based on what you feel inside.
So, I believe in basically being a cruise ship.
Jason, sit up, please. You're slouching again. Okay, what do you believe in? A cruise ship. All right, that's great. So if you have clear goals...
A crew member.
All right. So if you have clear goals and clear values, you're going to act in a clear and well-defined way. But if you're fuzzy, if you're not sure about those things, you're going to be kind of confused about how you live your life as well. So you want to be precise and effective in the way you actually act out your life. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna teach you a quick little lesson about how to be better at this. All right? So values, what you value, you know what value means, right?
Yes.
What you think is worth something. So if I don't think that if I think money is worth something, I'm going to care about it, right?
Right.
If I think that the environment is valuable, then I will care about it, okay? So your values, what you think is worth something, determines your beliefs, about yourself and the world around you. So if you have... I'm sorry, what?
And also hear about the thing that your passion is.
Yeah, right. You have to be passionate about things, okay?
So
if you have positive values like love, compassion, generosity, then you're going to believe that people in your world deserve those things, and you'll treat them with love and compassion and generosity. Okay, so do you think that people deserve your compassion and generosity?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, okay? So, and you want people to treat you the same way. And in turn, yes, your beliefs determine your expectations.
Okay.
So if you have positive values, you believe yourself to be a good person. Are you a good person, Jason?
Yes.
Why are you a good person?
I don't know.
You don't know why you're a good person? You have no idea why you're a good person.
Because I listen to people and...
Do you like to punch people in the face?
No. Why did I do that?
Do you treat people with respect?
Yes.
Do you think that people deserve respect?
Yes.
Exactly. Okay? That's why you're a good person. Okay. So, if you believe that you're a good person, you expect good things to happen to you. Do you believe that bad things are going to happen?
No. Even if they do.
Well, sometimes bad things happen to everybody, but you shouldn't be expecting them, right? So, if you expect good things to happen to you, you're going to be a positive, cheerful, future-oriented person. You're going to be thinking about your goals and how you're going to get them because you expect good things. People who think that something bad is going to happen, they're fearful of the future.
Yes, okay? They are negative.
Okay, next is your personality. Your personality is your attitude. Okay, so think about your attitude. Your attitude is determined by your expectations. So if you expect good things, you're going to behave a certain way. Your attitude is an outward reflection of your values, your beliefs, and your expectations, right? So if your value is that this is a good world to live in, what do you think? Do you think this is a good world to live in?
Yes.
Now, I've heard a lot of people say, the reason why they don't want to have children is because I wouldn't want to bring a child into this terrible world.
Why?
Because they think that this is a bad world to live in, and they don't want to bring children into a bad world. I think that this is a good world to live in, and I believe that I'm going to be a successful person in life. And that's why
I have children.
That's why I had kids. Exactly. Because I think this is a great place. And I think that you're going to be successful. I think I'm going to be successful. And to our listeners, I think that you're going to be successful. You have every ability to achieve that. Okay. So as I go through my life, I expect that everything that happens to me is helping me in some way move forward and achieve my goals. So I have a positive mental attitude towards other people, and they respond pretty positively towards me. And if you are, so if you change the way you think so that you're thinking in a positive way, you're going to just be a cheerful and more optimistic person. Okay. You're going to be somebody that people want to work with, people want to work for, buy from, sell to, and basically they want to help you be more successful. That's why a positive mental attitude goes hand in hand with great success stories in every walk of life. Now I'm going to give you some advice, okay? What is it, Jason? Tell me again. What is it that you want in life? What is your goal?
To be on a cruise ship or be a passenger on a cruise ship or be a cruise ship crew member.
Okay, so if you know what you want, you should find people who already have what you want and you should be friends with them. If you want, okay. So if you want money, be friends with people who have money. If you want a nice house, be friends with people who have nice houses. If you want somebody who's gonna, or if you want to save the environment, be friends with people who want to save the environment. Be around people who have what you already want.
Okay.
Okay. And if so the last thing is your actions. Your actions are ultimately a reflection of your innermost values, your beliefs, and your expectations on the inside. This is why what you achieve in your life and what you get in your work, your success in work, is determined more by what's going on inside of you than by anything that's happening out of your control. This world is 90%
good.
I mean, it's 10% what happens to you and 90% how you deal with it. Do you understand that?
Okay.
So you, and I want everybody to think about this. You are in control of your own life. Okay? You're in control of your life.
Yes.
You can always tell how a person thinks by looking at the conditions of their outer lives. A positive, optimistic, goal-oriented person on the inside, okay, they're going to enjoy a happy, successful, prosperous life on the outside most of the time. So if you want to know how people are thinking, look at the way they're living, okay? And then find people who are kind of match what you need. And you're going to find yourself learning from them. You'll find yourself a mentor. Oh, here's one. Let's say you want to be a photographer. Go be friends with other photographers. Right? So it's an easy way to catch the... to catch this help that you need. Right? If you need help being better, you know... You can do that. All right, that'll do it for us today. Want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week here on the NativeTalk.net radio podcast.
You're listening to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. Diet this, low fat that, no calorie this, no sugar that. Nah, who needs it? Here comes another great conversation on super important native topics. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.